Cardinals from around the world are making their way to Rome in anticipation of the upcoming conclave to elect the new pope following the resignation of Benedict XVI. Speaking ahead of the conclave, President of Caritas Internationalis, Cardinal Oscar Maradiaga, spoke with Vatican Radio's Eimear McCarthy about the challenges the Church is facing today.
I believe that, first of all, before thinking of concrete persons, we have to face the challenges that the Church is facing these days, especially regarding faith. We are in the year of faith, and it's necessary to think about how can we continue the essential mission of the Church, that is, evangelize. Because as the Pope Paul VI used to say, the Church exists to evangelize. This is our mission. And what are the challenges to evangelization in the world of today? A world that many times is ignoring the presence of God in the world and the ordinary life of people. What Benedict XVI used to say, the individualism, relativism, especially materialism. There was an author that not so long ago wrote that the actual materialism is worse than the materialism that was expanded by Marxism. And I agree. The materialism of money is centering everything only in possessing money, no matter the way you can get it as soon as possible and to be as rich as possible, even committing crimes. And this is a big challenge. God has been displaced by materialism, and the Church exists to announce God and His loving care of the world. This is our main challenge. And then how to evangelize the world, how to evangelize the different continents, because we live in not in a unique world. There are precise challenges in every continent. In our continent of Latin America is how to make the faith grow and to be prepared in order to face difficulties. Because, of course, we have the popular religiosity, and, of course, it's necessary to continue the education in the faith.
How much of a role does praying together have in your preparation?
Well, of course, it's the most important thing, I believe. And the conclave will be like that. Of course, we do not only have our prayer in common. We can pray in private, in our own rooms. We pray during the voting as well, and I think the Holy Spirit will be present. You know, I believe it will be my second conclave, and I hope it will be the last, because it's not easy to say farewell to our dear Pope. But I think that this experience will be different, because the Holy Spirit is not someone of repeating things, creating every day something new. And I believe that will be the way.
Do you have hope for the future of the Church?
Of course, a lot, a lot.